Okay, we're up to Mem Bei Zimad Aleph. This is a classic brachas daf in terms of Hilchas Brachas, right? So we talked about being Kovei Asuda. What are things that are Kovei Asuda? But what I want to talk about first here is something in particular. The Gemara uses a phrase called Pasaba Bekisnin. Pasaba Bekisnin, trying to figure out what's the bracha. The Gemara says that what's this word Kisnin? So it's bread that was with, like, perhaps Rashi says, with like almonds, with nuts in it. There's a whole machlokas as to what exactly is this pasaba bekisnin. So here, let's see it inside. It says Rabbi Yehuda here. Amrile in Tanya Rabbi Mona Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda pas haba bekisanin. Right, a bread that comes in as dessert kisanin. Right, mevarchin alav hamotzi. You make the hamotzi. Shmuel says halacha kray Mona. Halacha says halacha is like Rabbi Mona. So, meaning. Let's analyze this topic. This is one of the most famous brachas sugyas as well. Now, the issue here is, how do you define what is called lechem? Because you need hamotzi lechem min haaretz. How do you define lechem? So the Shulchan Aruch says, a belila ava. It's got flour and a lot of water. That's what we would call lechem. When you have flour and a lot of water, that's lechem. The Shulchan Aruch adds, even if it is a thick batter, a belila ava, it's not lechem if it's fried or cooked, as opposed to baked. And he says, some argue. And the Ramah, the Ashkenaz, adds, it needs to have tsuras hapas. It needs to have the appearance of bread. Right? It needs to have the appearance of bread. So what's the definition of this word, of the definition of the word bread? So Shulchan Aruch, we saw, had two opinions. Right, two types of dough, a thin batter, sort of like a cookie batter, right, that pours. And then it had what was a thick batter, which was for challah. Now, even if you have thick dough, right, if you have thick dough, if you cook it in water or fry it, as we said in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't have hamotzi, even if it looks like bread, because hamotzi requires baking. It needs to be baked. So donuts aren't bread because they aren't baked. Simple as that. They're not baked. Cookies could be bread because they are baked, maybe. They could be, right? So maybe they should get hamotzi. So, right. So anytime you have a thick batter, it sounds like it gets hamotzi, right? Perhaps the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, even if it's fried or cooked. So Ramos says the practice is to be maker like the first opinion. Bread means baking. Bread means baking. And the Ramos adds that even if it's baked, it has to look like bread. Noodles. Noodles, therefore, don't get hamotzi. You need a loaf, right? So what's with cookies, danishes, cake, all these things? So we have this Gemara here where Rav Huna ate these loaves of these pasaba bekisnin, and he didn't make a bracha afterwards. He didn't bench. So Rav Nachman turns to him and says, you must have been pretty hungry, and you filled yourself, and if you filled yourself, you should have benched. Because by pasaba bekisnin, if you are koveya suda, you need a hamotzi, and you also are going to need to bench. Right? So Rav Yehuda made a chuppah for his son. They were serving some cake. What's this hamotzi, I hear they say to him? He says, you're right, it's pasaba. So what makes pasaba kisnin something unique? So Rashi says after the meal, they would bring kisanin dough. And instead of putting it in the oven and baking it, you put stuff in it. You put nuts. You put cheese. The dough is like a kis. It's like a pocket. And then you cook stuff on it. That's what Rashi says. Okay, you cook stuff on it. The first shita then is, what's pasaba bekisnin? It's dough where you put other things in there, like nuts and stuff like that. Rambam writes, in the actual formation of the dough, which usually is water and dough, instead you put fruit juice, oil, milk in it, right? He says, Isa shenefes bekarka kamo sha'aravim, like the Arabians do, and if you bar koveya mazonos on it, it's hamotzi. But so too bread that you knead with honey or oil or milk, or you mix in other things in it, that's what you call pas haba bekisnin. Right? That's what you call pas haba bekisnin. The third shita is Rabbeinu Haigon, quoted by the Rabbeis Yosef. He says, kochen yevation, dried crackers. You didn't put anything into the formation of the dough or onto the dough itself, but rather you bake it in a way that makes it more brittle, like a cracker or a pretzel. right? B'shem Rabbeinu Hai, Shapasa Babakistim, Heim Kochen, Vihi Pas Ben Mirtubelis Ben Shainim, Osha Osinato Kochen, that this is how you make it. So let's think of modern day examples of these three shitas. The modern day example of Rashi, right? What was Rashi again? Rashi said that you're adding onto the dough before baking it. That's pizza. Rambam's example of where you're adding other flavorings in the liquid itself, right, that you're using, that's chocolate cake, that's egg challah perhaps, right? Rabbeinu Haigon's shita of the Kach and Yevation are crackers, matzah, pretzels, so on and so forth. Now, what do you do with all this? So some achronim say that each of these opinions argue with each other, meaning they're mutually exclusive. This is what's possible of a kistin. No, this is what's possible of a kistin. No, this is what's possible of a kistin. The majority assume they each agree with each other, and they're giving you examples of what possible of a kistin may be. One uses this as the prototype. One uses that the prototype, and so on and so forth. Shulchan Aruch quotes all three opinions, and halachas that we treat them all like a possible of a kistin. You give them all this status of possible of a kistin. Right? And therefore, now that they're all defined as pasabah b'kistin, the question is, what bracha do you make on them? What bracha? So the Nesivos, in his commentary in the Haggadah, says that pasabah b'kistin isn't hamotzi, because you tend to eat it as a snack. Right? You tend to eat it as a snack. Now we understand why we make hamotzi on egg challah, because nowadays we don't eat egg challah as a snack. Not eaten as a snack. So what about pizza, right? What's the bracha on pizza? So it's going to depend on whether it's a snack and at what point is no longer considered a snack or not, right? What's the normal way?
But every meal that we eat today, you know, there's a different amount of, I'm not talking about you having a snack in the middle of the day, but when you sit down to make a meal and you eat a big steak with a salad or something else like that, right? So you're actually eating a meal.
So excellent. So Rav Belsky at the OU thought that pasabah b'kistin was definitely pizza. Sorry, pizza is definitely pasabah b'kistin. And therefore, in order for it to be hamotzi, it's going to be in the context of you having it as a suda. Okay? So for him, I know he wrote, I saw online, he defines it as two slices. Two slices is someone's suda. That's when you make hamotzi. Rav Schechter and Rav Willig both have a unique shita on this. Rav Schechter and Willig says that you make hamotzi on one slice because there's another food the Shulchan Aruch mentions in the middle of his commentary. He says pashtida is hamotzi. I never heard Rav Willig and Rav Schechter both said they felt that this pashtida food of the Shulchan Aruch is the same thing as pizza. It's made in a certain way that resembles pizza, and he thought for sure it's hamotzi. Now, there are certain things which are clearly pasabah b'kisnin, which are not a suffix like pizza is. Cookies, cake, clearly pasabah b'kisnin. So how much do you need of that in order to say there's kviya suda? So the Chai Adam says three or four beitzim is kviya suda. He says, but I heard from the holy mouth of the Vilna Gaon that the size for kviya suda is the regular daily meal, sudas erev voker, right? Sudas erev voker. The Magen Avraham says, if you have pasaba along with other food, and so you were saying with the salads and other things, then at that point, that's a kviya suda. Once you make it as part of where there is other food, that is...
You bench, but you don't make a... What? You don't make a netilat
yadayim. No, you'd wash in the whole nine yards. Once the pizza's coming with other foods, it takes on the status of bread.
I'm saying you just have a very big steak with a salad. You
don't... things that hit these categories. The possible of a kistin. Yeah, no, we mean the possible of a kistin categories. When you have the possible of a kistin.
No, but I'm asking different from that.
Yes.
I'm asking the definition is a suda for benching.
Correct.
Is it a suda and a certain grade, or is it just the suda itself?
It's that, meaning like this, in terms of benching for possible of a kistin, it's that the possible food you have can be in the context of other foods. Meaning, so if I come out with a pizza with salad, like you said, that then becomes a meal. That then becomes a meal.
No, I understand that. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that you have two one adama and one shahakol.
There's no discussion without the mezonos here.
If there's no mezonos,
no, we're talking about this food. You could have 400 steaks and 75 salads. There's still just a bari nefashos.
Right.
The kasha is this type of bready thing. When does it upgrade to bread off of mezonos? So, by the way, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if, for example, you eat cake during a meal, so if someone serves you as a main, a piece of cake, and you have salads, and you have dips, and you have everything, the cake becomes hamotzi, says Rav Moshe. That's example of having it in the context of the meal. So, the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's psak, is that, no, it's not, it's stuff that's supposed to be in the context of a meal. Pizza, when you serve with other things, that's possible bekistin. A piece of cake along with salads is not a way to be koveya suda, and therefore that's not going to get that's not going to get the hamotzi. So you have all these machloksim in terms of the pizza and the so on and so forth. That's, you know, it's all the same discussion. You know, there's different issues. If you washed intending to eat a lot and you wound up eating less than koveya suda, would the bracha switch as well? You have that type of conversation. But essentially, this sugya of pasul v'kistin, again, to review, is you have three shitas what the definition is. Strictly speaking, it's mezonos. But the question is, do they each accept each other's opinion? So we assume they're all accepting each other. All those foods are mezonos, but they upgrade to hamotzi in the context of a meal, kviya suda. The question is, what is considered kviya suda or not regarding this? I heard a great piece of lumdus on this from Rav Sobolovsky. Let me see if I remember it correctly. Rav Sobolovsky wanted to say that your kula is your chumra here, and your chumra is your kula. How? What was the lumdus? If you hold... Oh, yeah. If you are somebody who washes by pizza, one slice, you're saying the definition of pasabo bekisnin, right, is that which is mixed with other things inside of it, right? Therefore, if that's the case, the giant pretzel will not get the hamotzi according to you. Because if you define it, pasabo bekisnin, as the item that gets the other things, right, then you won't be making a hamotzi on the giant pretzel. But if you're makel on the giant, if you're makel on the pizza that you don't wash on the pizza until you have a certain requisite amount, otherwise it's just mezonos, then you're saying that therefore the giant pretzel, right? What you're saying is that type of food is not typically a hamotzi food because it doesn't have the because it has other things mixed into it. The giant pretzel, which is made strictly from a batter, right? It's made with spices and seasoning and then shaped a certain way, then the pretzel should get the hamotzi. So Rav Sobolovsky wanted to argue that those who are lenient on the pizza to wash only after such and such would be of the opinion to hold you wash on the giant pretzel. If you're an opinion who washes on the pizza, then you should be mezonos on the giant pretzel.
You wash. Are there times when you don't make hamotzi when you wash?
No, not at all.
The washing is only on hamotzi, and that's it.
Pesach, good example. Pesach. Yeah, because that's category called tibula b'mashke. That's a separate category. Tibula b'mashke. Whenever you have something which is dipped in liquids, they used to typically wash. Nowadays, that didn't become the minig, but we kept it up back on Pesach night. One more thing you should know: background. They have the Gemara has a topic here called mugmar. Migmar was an incense they used to bring at the end of the meal, in order to freshen up the house. And it was used to scent clothing. So mugmar is a big thing. Is there a bracha on mugmar? But that's all we have for now. We'll stop there for today.